Hi, my name is Barry Manandi and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise. Argentina!
Time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interview.
She's on happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James at the worst is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that.
Let me finish.
Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
It's a very good evening, Zimbabwe. It is ZFM Sport on a Wednesday. Wacky Wednesday, we call it here. I'm in the company of Sean Tafirenyika. What a show we got planned for you, because our Warriors are in action tomorrow. We build up to that big game on the show tonight. The Warriors are geared up for Algeria test.
Yeah, obviously we want a positive result, but we're focusing on the AFCON for December next month. So with this new system that we're going to play, we're training so hard.
Another voice there of T2, if you like, Tawanda, the second JT. Tawanda. JT, yes, Jethro Tawanda Maswanise, as he talks about the Algeria test that is to come for the Warriors. And then, of course, Nigeria and Gabon clash in the first semi-final of the CAF FIFA World Cup qualification playoff.
The CAF World Cup playoffs are finally here, with the Super Eagles of Nigeria poised to face the Gabon team in the first semi-final on Thursday, November 13th.
See. They play tomorrow, Nigeria and Gabon, and it should be quite entertaining. On the other side, Cameroon is also in action in the other playoff. Likelihood it'll be Nigeria versus Cameroon in that final to go through to the continental repechage, if you like, won't it, Sean?
Yeah, I think that's the final we all want to see. Nigeria taking on Cameroon in Sunday's
tell
final.
Tell that to Gabon.
Gabon will want to spoil the party, obviously, but they should give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want. Well, we give the people what they want. 0772-168-045 is the number. You can tell us what you want on. So send us a WhatsApp message, 0772-168-045 at ZFM Sport. Let's start.
I listen to my radio. ZFM Stereo. The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
All right, before we dive into that Warriors feature, let's start with the local sports news roundup, starting with some cricket news, where the Chevrons are likely to be part of the next ICC World Test Championship cycle, scheduled to run from July 2027 to 2029. Zimbabwe is one of three test-playing nations, alongside Afghanistan and Ireland, that were not included in the ongoing cycle, which is currently in its second edition. The inaugural WTC started with the 2019 Ashes, however, all 12 members are set to feature in one division after plans to split nations into two tiers failed to gain widespread support, while a resurrection for the short-lived ODI Super League is also on the cards. In netball news, Zimbabwe netball teams, that's the Gems and the Golden Flyers, they are set to participate in the Africa Netball Cup to be held in Lilongwe, Malawi next month. Scheduled to run from the 8th to the 14th of December, the event will feature 11 African teams, including Zimbabwe, Kenya, Uganda, Namibia and Malawi. The Gems will seek to improve from last year's performance, which saw them stand better ranked Malawi to win a bronze medal. Let's wrap it up with women's football news, where the Zimbabwe senior women's national team, that's the Mighty Warriors, their head coach, Sithethele Lwesibanda, has selected an all-local team to represent the country in an upcoming four-nation tournament in Malawi later this month. The competition featuring hosts Malawi, South Africa, Zambia and Zimbabwe will run from the 29th of November to the 2nd of December in Lilongwe. And then just to run through the squad, the goalkeepers are Cynthia Shongwe, Delight Matingwene and Vanessa Lunga.
The defenders for the Mighty Warriors are Bridget Mutaurwa of Herentals Queens, Tandekile Mandaba of Correctional Queens, Nobukuse Mwe of the Chapungu Queens, Agnes Tumbare of Correctional Queens, Nokukanya and Lovu of Platinum Royals, Fiona Cabera of Conduit Soccer Academy, Melinda Mapasure of Faith Drive Academy, Sheila Antonio of Chapungu Queens, and Alice Moyo of Herentals Queens.
The midfielders are Caroline Mangwai of Black Rhinos Queens, Daisy Kaitano of Black Rhinos Queens, Shailene Dambamuromo of Herentals Queens, Margot Sipini of Harare City Queens, Patience Lovu of Mpompoma Soccer Academy, Lucia Chisho of Black Rhinos, Bethel Kondo of Herentals Queens, Cristobal Katona of Black Rhinos, Enet Chemere of Platinum Royals, and Tasha Dube of Shesham Queens.
The forwards are Prenance Rawanda of Herentals Queens, Tando Luenkosi Sibanda of Mpompoma Soccer Academy, Blessing Moya of Correctional Queens, Mitchell Guri of Herentals Royals, Rutendo Makore of Black Rhinos Queens.
She's back.
Nita Nwue of Kwekwe Queens, Ethel Chinyerere of Chapungu Queens, and Privilege Mupeti of Black Rhinos. Lulu Neshamba, probably the biggest of the absentees in this Mighty Warriors side.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable. The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
The rallying cry of our Warriors and new Warriors coach Marian Mario Marinika wants Zimbabwe to swiftly adjust to his fast football philosophy, in which he puts emphasis on pace. This approach, the Romanian believes, will bring the goals that have been lacking with the Warriors. The Romanian-born British gaffer yesterday spent the second day with his players in the heat of Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, where the Warriors will play Algeria in an international friendly tomorrow. Let's get the pre-match thoughts from Scotland-based forward Tawanda Mashanise.
Today was really hard. The managers are really trying to get his system into the players. So we've been on the pitch extra for a few extra minutes. So, it's been really wet. Yeah, obviously we want a positive result, but we're focusing on the AFCON for December next month. So with this new system that we're going to play, we're training so hard and we're working different play styles. So yeah, we're just working for the AFCON. So yes, it's a bit difficult with the new system, but they're responding well. Everyone's bonding really well, and how he wants us to play in each position. So yeah, it's going well so far. High energy as well, especially in the training sessions, and obviously in and around the dinner and stuff. Everyone's calm, so yeah, it's been all right.
Voice there of Scotland, the country, based forward Tawanda Mashani. He's based out in Scotland with one T. Of course, plays for Motherwell. And you know what? We're joined, of course, in the studio by Alois Wunjira. And Alois, you got to say to yourself that hearing a player talk about the fact that training was hard, that there is a certain intensity at training, is certainly encouraging.
Yeah, it is encouraging. It also tells a story that it's a difference,
right,
to what has been happening.
Yeah.
You can feel that the energy in Tawanda's voice.
Yeah.
it's optimistic, you know, it gives optimism to us as yeah. well, you know, we wait to see what the new coach brings, but for all of us, we start with optimism.
Right, yeah.
And that's, I did the same.
The only way is down.
Yeah, the only way is down. I start with optimism.
Yes.
You know, so for me, we are right where I'm supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I'm there, optimism. We're playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we start our analysis.
Right.
You know, especially in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we got back to the second half.
The coaches are
coaching
yeah.
and we see what happens. Of course, we can see the pattern already tomorrow. Remember what I said, that I want to, the difference that I want to see is how we build up.
Mm-hmm.
I just want, because we never built up anything with Michael Nees. We were not building up anything. It was just like 1-2 touches, boom. And I want to see how we build up. And my number one analysis tomorrow is player movement off the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see how, because there was almost next to zero movement of players off the ball
when we
were playing this. The other players were not making any effort to get into good angles, good supporting angles. Those are very critical.
Yeah.
You know, I always want people to watch when Manchester City is playing. If you want to see how you support a player on the ball,
supporting
the angle that you give to a player on the ball, you make it so easy for the player that the moment he turns, you are in such a position.
Mario Mandonika has made noises about Sean fast football. Sometimes it's been called helicopter football. That's what they coined it out in Malawi.
he plays helicopter football.
He plays helicopter football.
No, when you talk about fast, I was thinking about fast movement of the ball.
Right.
But you are talking about fast to get to the goals.
Yes, he's talking about pace to my.
Fast football, it's quick movement. Quick movement of the ball, no rotation here, but did you fumble from one side to the other?
And in Malawi specifically, they called it helicopter football. Sean.
Now my optimism is being chopped.
It's not like defeated.
But Sean, he talks about helicopter. Well, we hear about helicopter football from his previous assignment. He talks about, I want to play fast football. So does that sort of point to perhaps the selections, because he may then go younger? I think if we're to draw any inferences from the style and match it to the playing staff that we have.
I think so. I'm just, if I was in his shoes, right, and I take a look at what happened with Malawi and I take a look at what happened with Liberia, I'll be thinking, okay, there's some tweaks that I have to make.
Mm.
And then you look at the Zimbabwe team, a team that you know doesn't concede a lot, and he did, he also emphasized that Zimbabwe don't concede a lot, but the problem is scoring goals. So he knows that there is defensive solidity, and we've heard that he's also inclined to be defensive himself, but now it's like, how do we get on the other end? And when we get on the other end, how do we score goals? So I'm guessing that maybe he wants us to be a fast transitional team, which I'm not opposed to, because maybe Ndoya lives where you do. We play a mid to a low block, and then when we get our chances in transition, we just try to create one-on-one opportunities, isolate fullbacks, make sure that we get our striker in a good space to get a shot away.
Yeah.
So I'm not opposed to the philosophy on paper.
Counter-attacking football.
It's how it looks when we finally see it, because even those mid to low block teams are then capable of sometimes holding on to the ball and knocking it around. Case in point, like how Sunderland is playing at the moment.
Right, right.
They don't have the best of players, but they're able to go toe-to-toe.
Nottingham Forest last season.
Exactly. Mm. So if we play like that, admitting that, okay, we might not be able to go toe-to-toe with
Scotland,
the teams positionally.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But if we are now hitting teams in transition, on the break, and making sure that we are fashioning our chances, there could be something there.
Yeah, I think you could be a good friend of Wislaw
Grabowski.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be watching closely. I don't know if that's the kind of football that he's talking about, the quick football. I play that football with with Grabowski at Darenty is highly effective. Like Sean is saying, if you know exactly what you are doing, like, you know, when you are a defender, you are clear. You have to be highly technical, though.
Okay.
That if you are in the box, it's a corner kick, you are clearing the ball out of the box, you are making sure that ball is not going to the stands.
Mm.
It's an attacking clearance.
It's a pass, yeah.
Yes, every clearance is a pass. You have to know where you are kicking the ball. Every dispatch from the goalkeeper, it's a through ball. That's why he loved Jafet Mparosa so much.
Okay.
That Jafet, as soon as Jafet Mparosa is catching in air, mid air, catching the ball, I'm already making my run.
Yeah.
By the time he knows already Alois is on his way.
Mm.
And we will go straight into attack from a corner. A through pass from Jafet, you are going. So if that's the kind of football that he's talking about, I think that can be effective, especially when you have technical defenders that can actually, like, one control volley into the channel.
Mm.
And you go, you've got Maswani, say you've got a quick striker out wide. It can work. But that cannot be played for 90 minutes. You cannot do that for 90 minutes. You hear them. You time your times to do it. You 1, 2, 3, ping, or you draw them.
If I may play devil's advocate, chaps, and I hear you, and I'm receiving the signal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, I want to ask you first, Sean. When we look at that AFCON group, you've got an Egypt side that plays fast football. You've got an Angola side that plays fast football. We saw them against Cameroon. Cameroon was nearly done. I mean, they hit the woodwork three times, did Angola, with control of the game. With a quick transitional game where they didn't sit in a low block. They actually took the initiative to Cameroon. Those two teams. I'm leaving out South Africa. Why? South Africa likes to possess the ball, likes to build up slowly, loves to move you from side to side, and then look for the pockets where they can play the pass. So they play into our hands of being transitional, which is why we nearly beat them in the World Cup qualifiers under Michael Nies, because we played the low block.
They missed chances towards the end because they nearly beat us 4-0.
Okay, they nearly beat us 4-2. So in transition, it works with the South Africa. But you look at the other two sides. Can helicopter football work? Fast football, let's put it that way.
With the other two sides, it'll be a bit daunting, because it means that we have to be really compact and deny the opposition space.
Right.
We just take a look at Egypt, for example. When we take a look at that front three,
mm-hmm.
where it's going to be Salah on the right, Mamouche in the middle, and Trezeguet on the left.
Yeah.
That tells you that there's going to be a need for a solid...
With rotation.
A solid defensive structure where there is cover, where you probably need to have a Jordan Zamora and a Divine Lunga doubling up on Mohamed Salah, for example. So it can only work if we're then able to also spring something up in transition.
Okay.
And I think... If you look at our strengths, we always talk about our Zimbabwe being from a Southern African country. Our boys are not the most robust. You know, we've got slight frames, so we should lean into our strengths, speed, counter-attack. And on paper, that should be what we're about. But I don't know if we really do have the pace, though.
That's where my concern is. I think we do. However, he's going to have to make some unpopular decisions. Like, for instance, I think that in a fast football setup, insofar as if we understand it, we don't understand how he's going to set up, okay? And from the analysis we did of the formations and systems that he played in the past, he favors a 4-2-3-1. That seems to be his go-to, which is similar to Michael Nies. So we don't know how it's physically going to play out. However, if it's going to play out the way that we anticipate that it's going to, he's going to make unpopular decisions. The likes of Khama are going to have to come off the bench. The likes of Walter are going to have to come off the bench. The likes of Bill Antonio, Mashaa Nise, Chirewa, they are going to come into their own because they've got the energy, they're quick, that's the transition that we need.
But are those players good at pressing from the front?
No, they're not.
You see, now we have to make a decision. You cannot play transitional football when you're pressing from the top. Front. You can't.
It's a mid.
So we have to make a decision. What exactly do we want? You know.
So the question but when is, I look can those at players
when
sit?
When I look, that's a tactical issue. Mm-hmm. If you are told to sit and you can't sit, then you are not a professional. It's a tactical thing. You don't have to need talent to sit.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need talent to sit. You are
don't
told,
go.
You are told, don't go. You stay this way. When you've got the ball, you move this way.
Yeah.
When you move the ball, so you just need your brain.
Yeah.
You don't need your talent. You know, you need...
And your energy.
Yeah, and your energy. So that is taught.
Yeah.
You know, you move. So for me, when I look at that transition, I look at those boys. They're quick, yes. Mm-hmm. But is that how they play? I still don't think so.
Yeah.
Maswani say it's not your through pass. He's quick when he has got the ball.
Yeah.
Not when he is chasing the ball. I've never really seen him achieve through pass. You're going to play Gugajita full sprint. I don't know.
Yes.
Maybe Bill Antonio. Mm-hmm. Bill Antonio, I've seen him doing that when he was still here.
He has got the energy.
He is one who can do that. The rest, Tawana Chirewa and them, they are not. With the ball, yes, they're energetic and everything, but transition,
space, no.
I don't think so. The only person I can see is Daniel Msendami and Billy Antonio.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones. But Daniel is not going to be a starter. Mm-hmm. For me, you know, he was called
he
in.
Won't, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be tricky. Mm-hmm. What we need is, with our stature, mm-hmm. our build, I still believe that we need to play like South Africa.
Yeah, possess the ball.
We need to possess the ball.
Yeah.
Yes. For me, that's what we need to do. That's like Argentina. Argentina has got this small, short
diminutive players.
Spain, same thing.
Yeah.
What do they do? They play,
possess
they keep
the
it.
Ball. They
you,
keep it.
You keep
they
the ball.
Hide the ball.
That's what we need to do.
Facilities to possess the ball.
What facilities? Those boys are playing in Europe. All of them.
I know, but every time we've seen them in national team colours, they've had a difficult time stringing five passes together.
It's coaching.
Here's my deal.
You drill the players.
Let me jump in. I am a little bit taken aback every time that we appoint coaches, and I'm not saying that Coach Mario is gonna tank or lose and lead us down the garden path, but every time we appoint coaches who have this structure of playing a 4-2-3-1 and playing possibly three at the back I struggle with that. Why? Because I totally, in my heart of hearts, believe our system ought to be 4-3-3. Now I like that system generally. Why? Because it gives us balance in attack, it gives us balance position, and it gives us balance in transition.
I agree with you 100%. It allows even the wingers to tuck in.
We actually have wingers.
Exactly, I use the word.
Yeah.
We actually have wingers,
yeah.
And you still have your three midfielders. You still
Correct.
Have them, and you still have the wingers, and that the wingers can still be your midfielders.
Yeah.
When we are defending, they turn into midfielders, and you already we are 4-5-1.
And all of a sudden, you can play a front three of the likes of Mashaa Nise, Chirewa. If you want to play a false nine, you then put a Msendami or a Bill Antonio, on the other end. You're still solid in midfield, and you can play a Chirewa, you can play a Mashaa Nise, and have a Machope in the middle when you want to send crosses into the box. It gives you versatility, but
it's actually a versatile formation, but I see us
appointing coaches who have this fixation on having defensive solidity,
yeah,
and sacrificing our
front foot,
and I hope that Coach Mario isn't
so that means we won't be on the ball as much.
Correct. And that's my challenge, that we need the ball. We have to have the ball.
I never understand a coach that plays not to lose. I don't understand. And
I think tomorrow will be really key, because if you take a look at the profile of Algeria, they have a similar style to an Egypt, for example. So when they're coming up against Riyad Mahrez, when they're coming up against that Wolfsburg forward, what's his name, Mohamed Amoura, when they're coming up against Ryan H. Nouri, seeing how they're able to handle such assignments tomorrow and the game plan that the coach picks, and even the starting 11, I think will tell us a lot moving forward.
It's going to assist.
We are starting from optimism, like Alois has said, but now we just have to wait and see. But if we are hearing that it's going to be fast-paced helicopter football,
I'll be very disappointed.
It's obvious that we are going to be a defense first team that's going to be playing a mid to low block, trying to hit on the counter attack.
Arubi is sorted. He's
going to have his point.
He's hoofing them forward.
He's in his point. If we're playing helicopter football, that's what he likes. Also, that he doesn't want to play it at the back. But I live for the day when we start. You remember when we had Reinhard Fabisch? It was starting from the back.
Yeah.
He would tell you, if there's no space, go back.
Yeah, I was actually remembering, even with Norman Matthews, we're actually a good positional team.
Let's play. If there's no space going forward, turn around, pass it back.
It's coaching.
Pass it back, be patient. So it's those are the same players. Now you're talking. Those are the very same players with Norman.
Yes.
They were keeping the possession. You see, Sean, in football, when you do things over and over again, you start gaining confidence.
Exactly.
And you start gaining this muscle memory in your brain. Your body movement and everything else, it gets used to it. You know, you become swift. You become swift now, your body, you know, if I'm controlling it, it's coming from this way, I turn around this way, I know when I turn, there's somebody who support me with this angle. So it becomes so natural for you. But if you play helicopter football, you get used to it as well.
Chaos.
You get used to it as well. So in your mind, it's more like, as soon as I get it, I want to kick it. As soon as I get it, I'll move it. So Auchi Sina, that muscle control, memory, that control of your body that you have. So you start making mistakes. It's coaching and training.
Yeah.
You repeat those things, then you become finer and better in those things.
0772-168-045 is our number right here in the studio. Toby Palekjivero says, great show, guys. Nai, Barry, Qatar are ranked where on the FIFA World Rankings? And did I hear you correctly? Kuti the Warriors are to play Qatar over two legs. Firstly, they're not going to play Qatar over two legs. They're playing Qatar on Monday, and Monday only. On tomorrow, they're taking on Algeria, but the game is being played in Saudi Arabia. In terms of world rankings, Qatar is currently sitting 52nd in the world rankings. We are ranked 116. So
that not 129.
129.
Yes, 129.
Then I'm looking at the old.
Yes.
129 in the world. Qatar is ranked 52nd. So we're playing teams that are ranked higher than us. Keep your messages coming through. 0772-168-045. Very quickly, guys. Sean, Algeria has named a very strong side for these friendlies. Obviously, they are looking at this as being preparation for AFCON as well.
Yeah, because they have had some unfortunate news with the injuries to defender Mohamed Amine Tugay, and also Borussia Dortmund defender Remy Benzabaini. But they've got that exciting 19-year-old Ibrahima Maza, who plays for Bayer Leverkusen. He's probably going to get a look in as well. We've already mentioned Mohamed Amoura, who plays for Wolfsburg, and of course, you know, the imperious Ryan H. Nouri.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been getting game time at Manchester City, but he's still a top professional. So, like I said, it's going to be. I think probably the goal for us tomorrow, if we don't lose by 5 or by 3, I think I'd be quite dissatisfied.
Where did we get it wrong? That all of a sudden we are happy with losing 3-0 to JNC Altatamba.
Can I answer that question for you?
We stood still.
While other nations continue.
So now it's literally we have to accept the level that we are at.
We do.
Well, how did we stay still?
We had all sorts happening. I mean, we could go back into time and let you know. I mean, there was a time when a ZIFA president came out and announced at a press conference that we would no longer be having junior national teams.
That's the place. That is the place. That's exactly the place where we got it wrong.
But let's not get
it. It's not the FIFA sanctions.
No.
It's not the FIFA sanctions.
But let's not get into that. Okay. We're here now. All right. So yeah. Go Warriors, go. Let's take you on the 160.
ZFM stereo is untouchable. From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport. Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
Let's say you're on the world in 60, starting in Australia, where Ben Stokes, that's the cricket captain of England, he's shrugged off criticism from has-beens over England's limited Ashes preparations, insisting this week's in-house warm-up against the Lions will be balls to the wall as they prepare for that first Ashes test against Australia next week. In Italy, Carlos Alcaraz battled to victory over Taylor Fritz at the ATP Finals, moving to within one win of securing the year-end number one ranking for the second time, as the five-time Grand Slam champion made it two wins from two in the Jimmy Connors group with a comeback 6-7, 7-5, 6-3 victory over last year's runner-up. If he wins one more group match, he's going to end as number one. In England, George Ford returns at fly half and Freddie Stewart at fullback for England's much-anticipated showdown with New Zealand on Saturday at Twickenham. That should be a cracking game. And then we'll touch down in the United States, where Red Bull's two Formula One teams will launch their new 2026 car liveries for the first season of the sports new regulatory for the sports new rules era together in January at a Ford event in Detroit to kick off the new engine partnership with the American car giant.
CFM stereo is untouchable. Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
All right, 0772-168-045. It's your turn, your time to have your say your way right here on ZFM Sports. 0772-168-045. What time is the Warriors match played tomorrow, and is ZBC TV screening the match live? We're not sure about ZBC TV, but what we can say is kickoff, I think, is at 6:30 our time, 6:30 Zimbabwe time, and so we will be on air, so we'll be able to keep you appraised as to how things are going. Takudzwa Kutenda Chinakidzwa says, whenever we play friendlies, broadcasting is always an issue. Why? We have never really been notified days before. I think that's largely because of our host nations, because we are not sure what the broadcasting rights are. Sometimes it's difficult to get a hold of whoever is in charge in those particular host countries of the broadcast. No, hold on, Alice. I'm speaking actually from experience, because I know right now the very individual who is chasing up the signal for this Algeria game hasn't been able to get that. So it's a struggle. That's the only part. But the Qatar one for sure is going to be broadcast on ZBC TV, because that has already come through the signal and so on and so forth. So,
but it hasn't started now.
This one.
This has no, it hasn't for a long time.
But now we know why it is that way. Alice has his doubts. Mo in Belfast says, "Dear helicopter star, you're not talking about
what we can say." But why?
I stayed in South Africa.
Yes.
For all these years, right?
Yes, yes.
Every away game anywhere in the world was broadcast live in South Africa. Every South African game.
So here's
the deal. Why don't they struggle to get signal?
So here's the deal. What Safa and Bafana do, if they're playing away and there isn't a broadcaster who's filming the game or broadcasting the game, they contract and pay a broadcaster in that particular host country to film it and to have the uplink, and then they screened it in South Africa. There's no company that's doing it.
Like now, there's no company that is doing it.
No, there's a company that's doing it. It's just getting the uplink because you have to link up.
Okay, yeah.
And also, if that company wants a commercial transaction where money exchanges hands, you know our situation. So that my intricacies never there in Aripo in scenarios like this. So we basically need money. If we had money, all of our problems will be solved.
So it's about money.
It's about money.
Not about finding the guy with a signal.
Both. Because when you find the guy, you're hoping the guy achati. I got a board, no buy signal. But then guy achati, I want to be big. Yeah, in your mind, man. So it's both. Talking about one guy, then one's on guy out of cheap.
Yeah, but anyway.
Thank you. Mo in Belfast says, do you helicopter style? Young age Toro, a week later, and then he sends a laughing emoji. I don't know. I have a feeling that has something to do with H Metro. Papa Liberto in Gueru says, feeling optimistic with Mario. I hope we beat the Phoenix of Algeria to give us confidence going to Morocco. I wish to see a young, dominated starting lineup that includes Mashani Sechirewa and Msendami. I don't think Msendami is going to get a start.
Yeah, Msendami also.
There's a late call up.
I don't think he's.
Unless he's pulled up trees in training.
In training, yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, it's possible. You see, remember, this coach is new. You see, this thing, to be honest, when the coach is new, it's an opportunity
for everyone.
For everyone. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. I was in the wilderness for I think about 3-4 years from the national team.
Yeah.
And I was actually in town at Carlton Center when we played in Namibia in the COSAFA here.
Okay.
I was in the wilderness and Westerhof was just coming in to coach the Warriors, remember. Then Wilfred Mkay got injured at training.
Yeah.
I think it was a Wednesday. The game was on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Westerhof didn't even know me at that time. He didn't even know me. So I was called up as a last-minute replacement.
Yeah.
And I got to pick up my bags from Carlton Center. I got to pick up my bags. Once your flight is at 5. You know Sis Bedina. Your flight is at 5. You have to get into the Air Zimbabwe. Yeah, you're at 10 past 5 to go South Africa.
Yeah.
Yes, that one. They got a pin that on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We trained on the Friday. And Westerhof just saw me a few touches that I made at training. Then he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So now he got flu. He got like a terrible flu on the Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So he was not at the game. So he asked Michel Guchita, I'm going to could he use this one.
Right.
Uh-huh. On the right side.
Yeah.
And
to start.
Yes. I arrived on Thursday night. I trained on Friday and I started on the Saturday.
Wow.
And he was watching the game on TV.
Mm.
And I was like, I think if you saw some clip, Luke Petros, I created 2 goals in that game and I was outstanding. From that day, Westerhof after the game on the Monday, he came to camp and was like, where's Babangida? He was now calling me Babangida.
He was coming
out of Nigeria. He said, where's Babangida? He came. He didn't know much about it. But from that game, I played all the games.
And he thought you looked like Tijani.
Yeah. He said, you play like Tijani Babangida. He said, this one is my Tijani Babangida.
That's a brilliant story.
So that alone, he didn't know me, but I came in. And
did a job.
So that's exactly what I wanted to say, that you never know. Maybe he just did something at training that the coach likes and boom, all of a sudden he can actually play. It's an opportunity for
everyone. What does success look like for you tomorrow night?
Like I said, control.
I would like to see us controlling. Even if we don't have the football, I would like to see us in control.
In control. When we're not panicking.
Where our movements are correct in our defensive shape. When we have the ball, we are controlled in our...
Yes.
Even if we're moving quickly, let it be controlled. Let it not be chaos. Controlled.
Yes.
If I see control, that's then success. I'm not even looking at the scoreline. I'm looking at the scoreline.
I want to see the coach. Mm. I want to see the coach in the play.
Yeah.
In the way we play, I want to see the coach.
Yeah. Collins from Torashanga says, Bora Raka Ragatongere Spain, Angari Tambe Wagakura Uchitambira Bora Mudast, the type of facilities we have. You know what? Let's put that to one side, okay? Because in truth, all of these boys play in Europe. They play on pristine pitches, okay? Most of these boys are playing on good pitches, so I don't think that's an argument. And they grew up anyway. In the virtual meeting, the journalist Coach Mario actually said he does not like negative football. That's Michael Shoko. Okay, so in essence, when he was saying that he doesn't like negative football, he did say we need to have defensive balance. If you look at the sentence in its context, because we were part of the virtual meeting, that's why we're talking about the fact that he likes to be safe, but he wants to go forward. He wants to score goals. He realizes what our problem has been, and what coach would come into a country where they're failing to score goals and say, well, we're going to struggle for goals. Of course, he'll point out the problem and say, I've got the solution. Because
want the coach with the solution. Because for me, naturally, once you just save your flat back four, you are safe in defense.
Yeah.
As soon as you have got your four, you are safe in defense. What else? You've got a flat back four, you are safe in defense. The only problem that can happen is when you have the wrong players in that formation.
If you have the wrong
players, then you've got a problem.
Yes, Jory is very, very important. Guys, you're having another masterpiece of a program as usual. Let's be realistic, guys. Regarding the approach that the coach is going to employ, there's no doubt we're not going to be favorites against most of the sides in our group. For me, it's going to be a combination of our current strong defensive outfit that concedes less or none, and the transitional approach you're already talking about. That formation will obviously allow us to frustrate our opponents by putting up a solid defensive performance before surprising our opponents with a quick transition and possibly goals out of that. It should be our best approach considering the opponents before us. Dewa, we're Dimbare, Nemawaria.
Guys, I want to be honest with us, all of us, on this one. It's probably theoretical that let's play the low block, then we hit them in transition. You know, it's theoretical. If we are playing good teams, low block is dangerous.
Yeah.
Do you know low block is dangerous? Especially if you don't know how to master it.
Yeah.
It's dangerous because you are actually allowing the opponent to actually come closer
and find the space
and find the space they want.
They're in your half.
Exactly. They are already in your half.
Yeah.
And some of them, they can actually come the whole team.
Yeah.
Because Matsuoka Kamese, they will come the whole team in your half. Passes, then you are in trouble.
Yeah.
So it's theoretical to think you could, as soon as you have got a low block, I'm conceding.
It's theoretical. And I want to add that the one thing people don't consider when you don't have the ball. Unoza maso inoz quadriceps. Unoza yako boila.
You know pizza.
Ntanga ku pizza.
Muchu mo chesa ye.
Yeba iyo thigh. Muchu mo shifta. Muchu.
Ntanga pizza. I don't. Saka, if you don't know how to do it properly,
right?
Muchu mo shatli waso. Wajiri push, wajiri mo kadi kanzu. Kanzu pa. Kupanzi pa. Muchu mo shifta.
And then when you're getting used to that rhythm, a ball is played through the middle.
Those are
And once your muscles are hot, you lose concentration
and you become lethargic.
And we're gonna go quit at 0-0-65 minutes, but the muscles are out for it.
So for me, the other option is to press. When you press, you are actually saying, but you need the energy.
You need the energy for the night.
If you are fit. If you are fit, you can go 50-50 with any team in the world. If you are fit.
Just work hard in that game.
So you just press every ball. You press every ball. Just make sure they go back.
Why don't they zone in on that?
A lot of teams do that.
Because that's what they do.
If we look at cricket, for example,
they say
one way to make yourself competitive is just making sure that you're tight in the field and you don't give any runs away.
100%.
So the equivalent of that comes to football is Be fit and run the whole 90 minutes.
Atisma coach, 4-3-3 formation will be good for our team, and also Lunga and Zamura can play well together in that formation. Divine at left back and Zemu at left side, rather than playing Zamura as a winger. All right, thank you so much for your messages. Keep them coming. 0772-168-045. Quick update out of football.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The beating drum. The roaring fans. Take a ride on the wild side with the Africa Report on ZFM Sport.
Now, either Nigeria or Gabon will take one step closer to the FIFA World Cup qualification tomorrow night as the two nations face off in a do-or-die semi-final at the Moulay Hassan Stadium in Rabat, Morocco. Kickoff of that game is at 6 p.m. Nigeria did themselves a power of good by beating Benin 4-0, I think was, in their last game. Victor Osimhen was like a man possessed. He'll need to be again against Gabon.
He has been like a man possessed there these past few months, to be honest with you. When you see him playing for Galatasaray, he has been doing amazing stuff. That guy, you know, he's like an animal. he's like an animal. Yeah. So if the Gabon think that they've got any chance, if they think of any chance of going through, they have to watch Victor Osimhen. But I don't see that happening. You know, to be honest, I think Nigeria are going to be too strong for
them. Is it a battle of strikers for you, Sean? I know Alois is saying that Nigeria will be too strong, but on the other side, you've got Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
Yeah, and I don't think we should underestimate Gabon, because they were actually the best placed second best team. And I think they had only one loss in the entire qualification campaign. They only missed out on finishing top of the group, 1 point away from Cote d'Ivoire. So when you look at
very good Cote d'Ivoire,
they have very good Cote d'Ivoire as well,
which didn't lose, and didn't concede.
Exactly. So my thing is, I don't know how Eric Schell is going to set up his team, because that's where the criticism has been. Because the shining light has been that combination with is it Chukwueze and the striker we're talking about just now, Osimhen. So if Gabon figure out a way to shut that down, I don't know what else
they've got.
And then with Gabon, there's also that that quick winger, what's his name, Boanga,
who's
also quite dangerous. So I think
it's a good game.
Really good game tomorrow.
All right, we gotta go, but we're back tomorrow, and then we're going to give you by the time we get on air, we'll know what the lineup looks like, and we'll give you our permutations as to what we may line up as until kickoff at 6:30. We'll still be on air, and then we can talk you through the action that'll be taking place out in Saudi Arabia. Jeddah, our Warriors are taking on the Phoenix of Algeria. All right, until then, may God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Manande, out.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. No.
All the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's CFM Sport on CFM Stereo. My station. station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Muddled, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z-Team on ZFM Sport.
ZFM.